This is a special episode, and I'm publishing it on Thursday. Who would have thunk that I'd do something like that? Today, I'm talking about 40 years of Star Wars. It's May 25th, 2017. 40 years ago, May 25th, 1977, was the original release date of the first Star Wars movie. What a franchise. And I'm asking you a couple of questions because did it impact you as a teacher, as a principal? Were you one of the original kids seeing it? If you're too young for any of that over time, but you work in a school, have you seen the impact of Star Wars in school? Have you used it to get kids excited? Has it been a dress-up day during homecoming week? Has it been a theme for parties? Has it been something that you centered a science lesson around? A history lesson around? The impact of Star Wars. 40 years old today, May 25th, 2017. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, this is a special edition of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. And I'm talking, do you know what day today is? Today is May 25th, 2017. That's right. If you're listening to this today, May 25th, you might know what a special day today is. If you're listening to this afterwards, maybe you still have some recollection of it. But this is a special edition of my podcast, and this is why. May 25th, 2017 is the 40th anniversary of the original release date of, you got it, Star Wars. Yeah, and I want to talk about it just a little bit. I know this is a stretch, but for those of you who are listening to this episode on May 25th, I want you to think about this. The original release date in a movie franchise that, I don't know about you, but I saw it in the movie theaters as a kid. I was 12 years old. And I remember wanting to see it. And I remember seeing it with my dad. And here we are, 40 years later, and there are just so many more kids and adults who have kids who have become adults, and their kids who are now become adults, who love this franchise. So much so that some of them, I kind of wonder if they do know that it is a movie franchise and not some, historical document or something. what's funny is, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was wondering if you remember the impact it had on you, as well as, did it have any impact on you at school? And then let's come forward across the 40 years and let's talk about it that way. Have you seen any impact that Star Wars has had on school? And I don't mean necessarily like in a science sort of way. That's not really what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about here is just the fact that you can't avoid Star Wars in school. Can you? I don't think you can. So let's talk about a couple of questions that I have. First of all, let's start with this one. Did you see it in 1977? I did. I didn't see it on May 25th, but I did see it a couple, not too long after it came out. And it was more than a couple of days, I think. But I can remember going to see it. And what's funny is I remember in April of that year, I had my grandparents were down to visit. I grew up in Florida, and they were down to visit. And I can remember watching a news special about this show that was kind of like the old Westerns, the cowboys, the good guys versus the bad guys, the cowboys in the West, good guys versus bad guys, that type of thing with the black hats and the white hats. And I can remember an interview with this guy named George Lucas, and they showed a brief little scene. and I'll never forget that scene. They showed Luke and Leia swinging across the, that big chasm in the middle of the Death Star. Oh my gosh, what a cool memory I have of that. And then I can remember going to see it. And I loved it. And I saw it multiple times. So how about you? Did you see it in 1977? Now, let's talk about, do you have any memories? Here's another question for you. Do you have any memories completely associated with it? Like, for example, I mean, one of the things I got to ask you is, if you do have memories associated, do any of them have, or do you have any direct memories associated with school? For example, you know, I'll never forget after seeing it, then talking with my friends at school. I mean, because you got to remember, I'm 12 years old, and that became the big thing, and we're all talking about it at school. And I had this one friend who kept reminding us, he was big into science, and he went on to be a big science guy. He kept reminding us that, you know, in space, you would not hear those sounds from those X-Wings and those TIE fighters. It would just not happen that way. You could not hear it. Or those explosions. It's like, yeah, be quiet. Kind of loses its impact when you started analyzing it that way. But, you know, did you have anything going on in school? I can remember the folders, the notebooks, the lunch boxes, even though, you know, I didn't have a lunchbox. But I did have folders that I put all my science stuff in or my band stuff in or things like that. You know, do you have any memories associated with school? Do you remember having conversations with other kids at school? How about, did you have any teachers who saw it who also talked with you about it at school? You know, one of the things I remember the most is that I was fascinated by the special effects. I had been reading a magazine called Starlog Magazine, and I had, you know, after the movie came out, then I kept revisiting the articles that I had read previously and continued to read after the movie came out about how they did the special effects. So cool. What about the music? Did the music impact you? And let's talk about some memories that you might have associated with, because if you remember in those days, John Williams, his music score became published as a marching band score as well as concert band. Did you play in one of those concerts? Did you play the Star Wars music? Do you remember having it as a halftime show, or that you attended that concert where you know that song was played? And I got to say this, because let's go through the 40 years of Star Wars as a teacher or as a kid. Do you remember in those generations that have come since then, have you played the music from Star Wars? Hey, by the way, you know, I own the three albums, the vinyl albums when they originally came out. How about you from the three movies? I have that original one. I have them. Do you? They also released in 77 a vinyl album that was the stories of Star Wars. It's retold. It has C-3PO and R2-D2 on it. So what about it? Did it have any impact on you at school? All right, so let's think about that over the years. Now, there's been, you know, the new editions that have come out where they updated things, and there were the new chapters that came out, and now we're into all kinds of Star Wars world, and the cosplay over the years has gotten really quite interesting. So back then in the original days, let's talk about costumes for a minute. You know, one of the things I remember is that Star Wars became the thing to start wearing at Halloween, right? And, today, people dressing up just to go to the movies. You don't need a movie to dress up for it. You don't need Halloween to dress up for it. Did you have a favorite character? Did you have a costume that you liked to wear? Did you have that character that you wanted to be? I know most people, their favorite characters tended to be the droids. It just depended on what you like. I mean, how about Han Solo? Did you like him? Chewbacca? Yeah. I mean, Luke was a favorite character too. I think everybody wanted to be Luke. Yeah, and lots of people wanted it, and lots of my friends. You got in this argument whether you want to be Luke or you want to be Han, and then you always had one kid who wanted to be Darth. you gotta love it. So, did you have a favorite scene? Do you remember when Darth Vader, in the beginning of the movie, appears through the hole blown in the door? Do you remember when Princess Leia looks at the stormtrooper standing in front of her when she's been locked up and is supposed to be executed, and you see the stormtrooper stand there? She goes, "You're a little short for a stormtrooper." He says, "Oh, the uniform," and he takes it off, and he explains that Luke explains that he's there to rescue her. How about when you meet Han the first time? Do you remember all that stuff? I can remember having many, many a conversation in school about these scenes. Cool stuff. You know, it's just how they did it and what was so fascinating about it, because it was huge. The special effects for the time frame were just amazing. And by the way, you have to remember that it had many, as a result of this, you had many different types of, you know, everybody then had to have a space movie or a TV show and had to have little robots and had to have, special spaceships and things like this. It blossomed all kinds of, little spinoffs of it that weren't related to it, but you could definitely tell the impact of it. How about this? Do you remember the Marvel comics? They actually came out before the movie came out, so there were some funny things in the comic books that the movie turned out to not be true in the movie, which is kind of funny too. So, by the way, if you remember back in those days, one of the funny things is there were several types of Christmas specials and things like this. One of the big shows at that time was the Donnie and Marie show. Anybody remember that? I do. This is one of my favorite shows, man. They did one of their specials. I'll never forget that. We had you had them reenacting Star Wars scenes, which was pretty cool. Well, one of the things that was big, and by the way, I wish I had all this stuff. I wasn't into the action figures and the toys and stuff like this, but I was into the posters, and there were different posters you can get from different fast food restaurants. There was a place called Burger Chef, and they had these posters and all that sort of stuff. And, oh, I wish I still had those. Those had been taped to my wall way back when. What about you? Did you have something that you remember from that original movie? Or if you're too young for those days, how about coming forward? And once again, did you take it to school, and did you have discussions about it at school? Let's go back to 77. One of the things that came out in those days, they had a Christmas album that came. They had a Christmas, Star Wars Christmas album that came out. And one of my favorite songs on that Christmas album was, "What do you buy a Wookiee for Christmas when he already has a comb?" You gotta love marketing. I think my mom thought I'd lost my mind. My dad was right there in it. He loved it. Did you read any of the books? So, what do you think about the Star Wars and where it is? I mean, 40 years. So let me tell you about... coming forward, a Star Wars memory that is when I'm an adult. Because one of the things that I thought was so cool, I never in a million years, I mean, I've seen movies that, and I guess by the videotape, being able to then rent and then buy movies, that helped a lot. Because, when HBO came out and Showtime and all that sort of stuff, you could watch some movies there. But when the videotapes came out, that was cool because you could actually own these movies. And so once people started owning them, you could watch it again and again and again and learn more stuff about it. And I kind of think that probably has a lot to do with it, sticking around for so long, not just the fact that it was such a good movie and had great special effects. I know some of you are going, "Good movie, huh?" Yeah, it was awesome, man. Anyway, well, one of the things, if we come forward the end of time, I was an assistant principal at a high school, and I was amazed because of the number of kids at this time in the early 90s who were fascinated by Star Wars. So much so that we had Star Wars as a dress-up day for our homecoming week. Now, that was cool. We had a Star Wars dress-up day. Not only that, we had Star Wars drive-in movie night. Yeah, I know. It was probably breaking a little copyright stuff there. But what was really cool was that... we had this in this school. We had a big commons area, and the principal there had some people put together basically they covered these big walls with sheets and then projected the images. And on a Saturday night, we invited the kids to come. They brought picnic baskets. They brought blankets and chairs and pillows and stuff. And we had a Star Wars movie marathon. That was cool because all three movies were out then, and which sounds funny, by the way, today, because there's so many different, the different movies and now and the cartoons and all kinds of stuff that have come out over the years. But the point is, we had a drive-in movie night, and that was so cool. I can remember standing there going, I'm talking to one of the kids who he was fascinated by. Actually, I was talking to a big group of them, and before we started the second movie, and I can remember just talking to him. I said, "This is so cool." I said, "I saw this when I was a kid. I was 12 years old, and here you guys are excited about it." And there they were. I mean, we didn't, high school kids watching Star Wars and loving it, showing up. We filled that place up for drive-in movie night. Did you ever have one of those at school? Huh? Come on, you got to have some really cool memories about it. I mean, 40 years now. I mean, you know, what's funny is that over the time, what started happening was that not only did you see kids bringing paraphernalia, but you also saw teachers. And so that it teachers and kids at Halloween time, you start seeing stormtroopers and you see Darth Vader and you see all kinds of, Jawas and all kinds of stuff if you dress up at Halloween in your schools. How about you? Did you? You know, do you have some memory centered around that? I do. Very cool. You know, what's interesting is that today we've had, people start recognizing these different days. For example, you know, like May 25th, but how about May the 4th, right? That just recently hit. May the 4th be with you. Now there's a genius who figured out, oh my gosh, there's marketing around that. Do you know how many shirts have been sold? It's just probably uncanny how many shirts have been sold with May the 4th be with you. Something else. You know, with Disney buying the franchise and getting putting it all in their parks and so forth and the movies and pumping them out, I'll bet as a teacher you can't avoid Star Wars in your building, whether you wanted to or not. Even Jar Jar, you know, and whether you like him or not. And by the way, I actually don't mind him. But even if whether you like the prequels or not, the point is that Star Wars has become more and more of an impact on our pop culture, but also, is it not in your schools? I mean, when Rogue One came out this last Christmas time, did you not have kids coming and talking about it with teachers in the new year when the school started back up? How about when The Force Awakens came out? Did you not have kids and teachers talking about it, even coming dressed? Did you have spirit days? Did you have those days during homecoming when you came dressed in those costumes, you know, as your favorite character? I know some schools did test prep. Let's get ready for the exam, and they focused it on Star Wars, the New Hope type ideas, all kinds of pep rallies based upon the Star Wars concepts. What about you guys? Did you have that? Oh, by the way, it's just not fair. I mean, life moves on, and it's unfair that Carrie Fisher has been taken away from us so early. But I do want to, wish her rest in peace, her and her mother. Did you have a crush on her? Come on now, did you have a crush? I know 12-year-old Steve did. it's one of those things that, any of those stars, and those of you who are too young, as any of the movies came out, did you attach or see some sort of attachment with any of the stars or any of the characters? I just gotta love some of the scenes. And one of my favorite things about Star Wars are the people who have identified all these different famous lines. Like, I got a bad feeling about this. Got a bad feeling about this. There are people who have counted how many times over the franchise's history that phrase is uttered. Nice. Well, I know that this is not a long episode. I just wanted to, I got to tell you, it's the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, man. What a cool thing. 40 years. You know, who would have thunk? I know I didn't. I still love the music. I love the new music. I love the old music. I like the newer ones, but I really love the original ones. Yeah, I know. Call me old-fashioned, but those are my favorites. And I watch them, and I still get chills every time I see Darth Vader come through that opening in that ship. That just is cool. The music, everything together. By the way, there's some cool things that have happened just recently, and you know people got to be talking about this. And I'll put a link for this, but I don't know if you've heard this parody that's been put out, and now it's an actual album centered around the Star Wars music, but it's set to the tune of Beatles music. It's good stuff. Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans. Just wait. You got to listen to this. If you've not heard it yet, you're going to love it. Especially if you're a Sgt. Pepper's fan and you're a Star Wars fan. Good stuff. Just find the link in my show notes. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane. And you know it's going to keep happening. I mean, this is in most places in the South. I'm in Georgia. Most places, most schools, especially most high schools, but most public schools this week are getting out. All right. And most graduations are taking place in the South, especially in the state of Georgia, Memorial Day weekend. And this is, and so you just know there's going to be some Star Wars themed parties. There's going to be. And I just wonder whether it's high school or whether it's college, if you got anybody putting on the top of their mortarboard, their hat, graduation cap, if there's something Star Wars related up there. You know, so I hope you, it kind of jogged your memory, kind of thinking about how you could attach Star Wars into your classes or into your school if it's not there already. Hey, enjoy. May the Force be with you. And let's look for another 40 years out of Star Wars. How about that? Take care.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.